Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to manage your dressage competition nerves. So every rider has experienced pre-competition nerves. The pressure of wanting to do well, combined with the worry of making a mistake, results in a cocktail of emotions that can ruin an otherwise promising test. So in this podcast episode, we're going to look at why you get nervous, how this affects your dressage performance, and we're going to give you 16 tips to help you manage your competition nerves. So let's kickstart things off by first discussing, why do you get nervous? Well, nerves are part of your body's natural fight or flight response, and they're preparing you for a perceived or an imaginary threat. So your body will increase your production of adrenaline, it will increase your heart rate and blood pressure, it will increase your breathing rate, and also your mental alertness. And all these combined result in you feeling nervous. Now, if you experience butterflies in your stomach, then this is because your body is redirecting the blood out of your stomach for use in your muscles and cardiovascular system, hence the butterfly feeling. So now that we know where these nerves are coming from, how do these nerves affect your dressage performance? Well, when experiencing your fight or flight response, producing a relaxed and harmonious performance is very difficult. And your horse is a flight animal, and he will quickly pick up on your worries and your feelings of tension. And this will cause your horse to also be nervous and unsettled. And this can create a vicious cycle. So you can make your horse nervous, and your horse can make you nervous. Now, your constant worry also turns your focus outwards. So you think about all the things that could go wrong, as opposed to focusing on your horse. Now, unfortunately, all too often, this is reflected in your test performance, and it leads to disappointing scores. Okay, so now that we know where these nerves come from and why we don't want them, let's start talking about how we can go about combating them. And we're going to start by first discussing, why is it that you compete? Because before you can conquer your nerves, it's essential to understand why you're competing at all. Because knowing your personal objective when it comes to competition can put the experience into perspective for you, which will help you to control your nerves. So here are four reasons why you may want to compete. Now, you don't have to just agree with one of these reasons, you could have multiple. But let's start with reason number one, and this is to have fun. So for most of us, riding is a hobby. So first and foremost, competing should be a fun experience that you enjoy and that you look forward to. It's not necessarily about the competition or the winning, but rather more about the experience of the event and spending a day with your horse. Now, keeping this reason at the forefront of your mind will help remove all the other competition pressures, therefore helping to minimize your nerves. So that was reason number one. Let's now talk about reason number two for competing. And this is to get feedback and to measure your progress. So dressage test riding is an opportunity for you to have your hard work assessed by a qualified and an experienced dressage judge. Now, the feedback that is provided on your score sheets will highlight areas of your work that are good, as well as point out any aspects of your training that need more development. Now, your score sheets can also be used as a helpful training tool, so they can form the basis of your regular lessons and your schooling sessions. And also, on the days when you feel as though you're not making any progress, it's helpful to look back at your old dressage score sheets just to see how far you have come. Now, this reason allows you to focus only on your own training and on your own development, instead of trying to beat everybody else in the warm-up ring. Again, this removes some of the competition pressure and helps you to relax. Now, moving on to reason number three, and this is to provide a training structure. So, dressage tests are written to create a systematic and a logical training progression for the horse. For example, the British dressage test sheets are numbered, and the lowered numbered tests are easier for young and novice horses, and the higher numbered tests are more challenging and they're designed for more advanced horses. Now, during your training, you can follow the dressage test series to ensure that you are introducing school movements in a logical manner and in the correct order. Now, this reason again allows you to focus only on your own horse's systematic training and therefore removes a lot of the pressure of competition. But now let's talk about the final reason, reason number four. And this is people compete to win. Now, many people do have a competitive personality and they enter dressage competitions for the sole purpose of winning rosettes, prizes and qualifying for championships. Or they may want to accumulate grading points to increase the value of their horse. Now, there is nothing wrong with this. Competition is about winning and losing, success and defeat, and everybody does like to win from time to time. Now, if this is your reason for competing, then just bear in mind that winning should be viewed as the cherry on the cake. If you receive top scores for every class that you enter, then this would eventually get boring and it will leave you with nothing to work towards and to learn from. Okay, so now that you have your reason or your reasons for competing, let's now move on to give you some tips for managing your competition nerves. Now, we've broken the following 16 tips down into the following sections. So we're going to look at before the competition, during the warm-up, during your actual test, and then after the competition. So let's first start with before the competition and tip one. And this is to manage your own expectations. So you must have realistic expectations of your own abilities and your horse's current level of training. For example, if it's you and your horse's first time competing, then don't expect a 75% win. Also, if it's your first time entering a class at a new level, again, don't expect to win. Instead, just expect to receive a slightly lower score because now you are competing at a higher level, the tests will be more challenging and the judges have a higher standard of criteria. Basically, you can create nerves if you put too much pressure on yourself and on your horse by not managing your own expectations. Instead, if you are faced with such a challenge, just expect to try your best. Now, tip number two is to enter a test one level below. So you should compete one level below what you are working on at home. For example, if you are working at British dressage novice level at home, then you should be competing at British dressage preliminary level. Now, trying to ride a test in an unfamiliar environment, which includes movements that you and your horse are still working on, is just going to make you both tense. But if you know that you and your horse can comfortably perform everything that is required by the test you've entered, then you will feel more relaxed and therefore less nervous on the day. Now, tip number three is to make sure that your horse is prepared. So your horse needs to be ready not just for the actual test, but for the whole experience of travelling and working away from home. So if you have the option available, it would be prudent to hire out an arena and to travel your horse for his regular schooling sessions, or you could attend some training clinics away from home. Essentially, the more confident your horse is about travelling and working in unfamiliar environments, the more relaxed you'll both be on the day. Now, tip number 4 is to make sure that you are prepared. So worrying about being late, forgetting your test, getting lost on the way to the venue, or leaving behind a piece of tack, all of these worries lead to sleepless nights and mental fatigue. Now, you can remove this additional stress by preparing thoroughly. So firstly, give yourself plenty of time to learn your dressage test. Don't leave it until you're en route to the venue to try and learn it. Now, if you're worried that you might go blank, you can ask a friend or a fellow competitor to call the test out for you as a backup plan. Now, secondly, make a list of everything that you need on the day and gather it all together well in advance so that you don't have to rush around at the last minute. Do as much preparation as you can the day before the competition, especially if you have an early start. And thirdly, make sure that you leave in plenty of time to get to the venue and that you know how to get there. Getting lost on the way and arriving late and in a flap won't help calm your nerves. And if you're unfamiliar with the venue, give yourself plenty of time to find your way around. And then moving on to the final tip of this section, tip number 5, and this is a dress rehearsal. So put on your show attire and ride through your test, possibly under the eye of your trainer so that you can ask for an honest critique. You will feel different in your jacket and in your boots, so getting used to them at home is a good idea. And also, if it's been a while, it also gives you a suitable opportunity to make sure that everything still fits and it's in a good working order. Again, this just gives you one less thing to worry about and to deal with on the day. Okay, so that was before the competition. Let's now move on to the tips for during the warm-up. So we're kickstarting things off with tip 6, which is to focus on yourself and your own horse. Looking around and checking out your competition can be very tempting, but try to avoid this. Because during the warm-up, you may think that everyone looks more experienced with better trained horses, and it can make your nerves worse. But in reality, they're probably just as nervous as you are. Instead, just concentrate on yourself and your own horse. Remember that you're not competing against anyone else but yourself. Now, tip number 7 is to breathe and relax. Now, during the warm-up, if you feel yourself tensing up, then just stop, breathe, loosen your muscles, relax and refocus, and then begin again. Now, breathing prevents tension. So taking slow, steady breaths can help to slow your heart rate and relax your muscles while still keeping them supplied with the oxygen that they need to function at their optimum. Now, if possible, a handy tip is to try to match a steady breath to your horse's rhythm. So, for example, try to match your breathing to your horse's trot or your horse's canter. Now, also, some people find that listening to music whilst riding can help them to relax. And there's no reason why you can't listen to your favourite chill-out tunes through a pair of headphones whilst you are warming up. But remember to remove your device when you go to ride the test. But it's okay during the warm-up. Now also, a small note on sitting trot. Just be aware that sitting to the trot can make you tense and tight. So if this happens during the warm-up, then just go rising where possible. And then our final tip for the warm-up, tip number 8, is to just allow a little longer. So the last thing you want to be doing is rushing. So when you go to a competition, it's a good idea to allow a little longer to warm up than you would do at home. Many horses are distracted and excited by unfamiliar surroundings, and an extra 15 minutes will allow your horse time to relax and settle to the job at hand. Plus, it also provides you with some extra breathing room. So that was the warm-up. Now let's give you some tips for during the test. So we're jumping back in at tip number 9, and this is to take your time. So waiting for the signal from the judge so that you can start your test can sometimes feel like an eternity. And then there's always the added worry of getting down the centre line within the allotted time. Now, during this moment, don't put any extra pressure on yourself or your horse, and don't rush. Just calmly and rhythmically make your way towards A. Now, throughout the test, again, take your time. It's not a race to see who can finish the test first. You have paid good money to have a dressage judge evaluate you. So ride as you would do at home and imagine that you are training. Now, tip number 10 is to not think about what's already happened. So when you are riding through your test, you will know in the back of your mind how things are going. But try not to think about that, because if your test is going well, then you can create extra pressure in an effort to try and keep it that way, and that can lead you to make a mistake. Now, if your test is not going too well, then this can make you feel defeated and want to give up. Now, both of the above thought trains are not helpful. Now, also, don't give any space to what happened last time, as again, this could cause you to create issues where there aren't any. All you need to do is to focus only on what you are doing in that moment and what is coming up next. Ride the horse that you have on the day and help him to get through the test by giving him all of your attention. Now, tip number 11 is to remember that mistakes aren't the end of the world. Now, if you haven't done already, you will make a mistake during a dressage test at some point. They happen to everyone, even the professionals. Now, a mistake may feel like a major catastrophe, especially at the moment that they occur. But when you put it into perspective, they're actually no big deal. So shake off a mistake knowing that you're not the first and you won't be the last to make one, and just continue with your test, putting it behind you. Now, tip number 12 is to not worry about the judge. So all judges are trained to a set standard, and for them to give you a high score, there's certain qualities that they must see in your performance. Now, a low score does not mean that the dressage judge does not like your horse. It simply means that you didn't show them what they needed to see for a higher score. Okay, so I'm going to go off script a little bit here and tell you a story. So I've done a lot of writing for dressage judges. And I remember this one time, sat with the judge, and this horse and rider came in. And as they were doing the test, this judge absolutely fell in love with this horse. She was, look at his trot, lovely canter. He's trying so hard. And she was saying all these positive things about him. But then when it came to giving me comments and scores for the score sheet, they were almost completely different. So it would be a case of us saying, look how hard he's trying. And then it would be late to transition 5, which is what I would have to put on the test sheet. And then at the end of the test, the rider came down the centre line, halted, saluted, and the judge nodded her head back to the competitor. The judge then turned to me and said, what a lovely horse. That type is worth his weight in gold. And then she said, I hope he gets lots of carrots when he gets back to his stable. He said he was such a good boy. But the test sheet only came out at about a high 50 or a low 60%. So it was definitely towards the bottom of the class. But the judge loved the horse. And the only reason why the judge couldn't give the rider higher scores was because it just wasn't hitting the criteria that the judge needs to see in order to give 6s, 7s, 8s, etc. So the point of this story is to just show that even if you get a low score, It doesn't mean that the dressage judge does not like your horse. But now let's get back to the script. So if you see a judge who gave you a low score the last time you competed, again, don't worry. The judges have to see hundreds of competitors, and more than likely, they won't remember you unless you have a uniquely marked horse. But even if they do remember you, just know that they want to give you better marks. No judge enjoys giving out low marks. They are on your side. And then tip number 13 for riding the test is to imagine riding the best test of your life and smile. Smiling can help to prevent negative thoughts, and imagining yourself riding your best test will encourage positive thoughts. Now, these combined will prevent you from worrying and getting nervous, helping you to stay relaxed and calm. So that was riding the test. Let's now move on to the final section of tips where we're looking at after the competition. So tip number 14 is to remember that the judges' comments are not a personal attack. So the judges' comments on your dressage score sheet often seem negative, but don't take them to heart, because when scoring your test, if the judge marks a movement that is lower than a 7, then they are encouraged to give a comment to justify the lost marks. So if you have a lot of 6s and a test sheet full of what seem like negative comments, just remember that these are there to indicate why you didn't get a 7 for those movements. So these comments will be the most helpful during your training, because you will know how to turn that 6 into a 7. You will know what the judge needs to see for them to give you that higher mark. Now, tip number 15 is to remember that mistakes are great learning opportunities. Riding a foot perfect test doesn't teach you anything. It only confirms what you can already do. Therefore, don't let the fear of making mistakes put you off. These mistakes will help you gain experience and improve, and you will learn to handle your nerves through this learning experience. And the final tip, tip number 16, is to remember that dressage is hard. Arguably, dressage is the most challenging equestrian sport, so don't beat yourself up if you don't get the result you wanted, or if you let your nerves get the better of you on the day. No rider in history has scored 100%, and although the professionals make it look easy, it's anything but, so just cut yourself some slack. So that wraps up our 16 tips. But what if you still can't beat your nerves? So if you have considered all the tips that we have just provided you, but even the thought of competing makes you feel sick and anxious, then just ask yourself if you really want to compete. Is it enjoyable for both you and your horse? If the answer is no, then why do it? It's not compulsory to compete. You can still train dressage at home and enjoy your horse without the pressures of competition. Alternatively, you now have the option to compete in video dressage, and this will allow you to ride a dressage test in the privacy and the comfort of your own home, which may be more suited to you. But basically, if you really can't beat the nerves and it ruins the competition day for both you and your horse, just remember that you don't have to do it. So, to wrap this episode up, getting nervous whilst competing is your body's natural way of preparing you. However, nerves can become problematic when they destroy positive thoughts, when they create tension in you and your horse, and they ruin your performance. Now, you can help to combat your nerves by ensuring that you and your horse are well prepared, and that the test requirements are well within your capabilities. Now at the venue, forget about everybody else and concentrate on yourself and your horse. So you want to be mentally prepared and focused, but without tension and anxiety. Now, the end goal is for you and your horse to have an enjoyable day out together. If you do your best and your horse tries hard, then you're both a winner, whatever the result. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, then please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.